Oh, I need to put it on airplane mode. All right. And we are on the air in 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Monroe County. This is Will Davis. This is Don Daniel. Richard Dumas to my right. We are loaded for bear and ready for another show of The Reporter on the Air. We gather around this table every week and talk about what's happening in beautiful Monroe County.
I want to compliment you, Will. I want to compliment you, really. As you've got on the front page, a clarification. Okay, now, most newspapers, when they're going to have a clarification or a correction, they put it on page 28 of a 26-page paper. You know, I admire you for doing that. Yeah.
Well, it was the right thing. The story was on the front page.
No matter what, if it's an error, I think it ought to go on the front page.
Yeah, we had a headline that talked about that they had arrested 13 people in an auto break-in outbreak. The sheriff created a task force, and actually, technically, some of them were not arrested for auto break-ins. They were arrested on some drug charges, using a mobile device while transferring drugs and stuff. And so we want to clarify that some of those people whose mugshots were on the front page were not actually charged with auto break-in, but with something else.
But you know, this week...
So thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
This week, I didn't like the front page.
It was sad.
It was murder and mayhem.
Yeah, it was sad. A lot of... Yeah. You know, we had two young people dying, and that's always very tragic.
Yeah. And then you had a Highway 74 wreck deemed a suicide. Jeez, man.
Well, at least we had the new Camaros. That was the good news. And Mercer's playing at home Saturday. Monroe County Day. Hey, if you missed it on Friday, if you missed it on Saturday, guys, you missed a chance to go to a Mercer football game for free if you're from Monroe County.
What do you have to do? Show your driver's license?
I think so, yeah. Prove you're from Monroe County.
You know, Jim Cole is doing a fantastic job with Mercer Sports.
He is, absolutely, for sure.
He's
turned it around. And, you know, those of us, I didn't really know Mercer had athletics before he became AD. And now I know all about their coaches. And matter of fact, my little boy is on the same team with a baseball coach's son. And, boy, they are a dynamic duo. They both scored about 6 goals on Saturday.
You know,
they're going to tear up the Macon Soccer Club.
Yeah. But again, I think Mercer's
the pitching coach, Shade. Coach Shade. He's coached Stephen Austin Cox. Anyway.
And then you had another story about a propane truck hits a bicyclist. That was on. And then you got a Forsyth man wounded for assaulting woman.
Yeah, you know, the police department's getting better. They came and visited us and said, hey, at Forsyth Garden Apartments.
Who from the police department?
Alexander Daniels, AD.
Why are we wanting the chief in here?
The chief doesn't really get involved in individual cases. He's more like a overseer, CEO, manager type.
This is the best propaganda show that I've ever been on. And really, people, I think he will have been propagandized.
I'm just telling you what they would say.
All right.
Anyway, where you want to go? You throw a lot on the buffet already. I don't even know where to start.
It's called the buffet.
The buffet.
Okay. Well, I think we just got to talk about it. We got to talk about Richard's story right on the front page of the sports page.
Well, we're already there. All right.
Just run straight.
We skipped that.
Let's talk about what people really care about.
Hey, we've been talking about mayhem and murder. We're going to save the Camaros for a little bit
later. This was murder.
Murder on the sports page. It was a justifiable homicide.
The sub-headline is the one that got me. Second worst defeat at Dan Pence Stadium in the last 54 years.
Yeah, since, 1965? They lost their opener 32-0 to West Point.
I bet Nolan Howard remembers the game.
He's probably doing stats for it. But since then, there's only been one game. They played LaGrange, who I think went on to win the state championship that year in 2001, and they lost 49-0.
Oh, geez.
So that was the largest margin of the last over 5 decades at Dan Pitt Stadium. This will be the second worst margin. They lost to Peach County by 31 points on Friday night.
You know, a lot of people don't look at that 31 points. They look at the final score. You know, they don't really care that it's a 31-point. What was the score?
44-13.
The only thing people look at is 44 and 13.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we look at.
I did the simple subtraction again. Mary, with 31.
Mary Persons already had a struggling, you know, they knew the football team would be young and rebuilding this year. You throw in injuries to two of our best offensive players.
And then two more went down in the first quarter. Yeah. Probably the third and fourth best offensive players.
It was just total fiasco.
Total mayhem.
Yes, and then came the murder.
That's right. That was on the front.
At one
page.
Point, MP was up 10-0 in that game.
Yeah, we jumped out.
Well, you know, you and I have discussed, and I've covered a lot of football. I haven't been to a Mary Persons football game in a long time, but I have come to the conclusion, and I think y'all agree with me. We've got a great offense, but the defense just ain't right. Do you agree with that, dude?
I wouldn't say we have a great offense either.
I mean, they,
we have a marginal offense.
Yeah, but you just said they scored 10 points. They were leading by 10 points, and then what happened?
They scored off a turnover.
Peach County is the number one team in the state, and while we're on a positive trend here, I will note that we're about to get a lot better. Not because we're about to get a lot better, but because the competition is about to get a lot easier. Because our region is weak as water, except for maybe less West Lawrence now.
Yep.
You buying that?
They may not be good either.
I'm not sure. Yes, you are then.
We're not good enough to run away with
this. Oh, no. No, we'll fight. I mean, it'll be a dogfight.
You say the rest of the game is just sort of blah, 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 blah.
No, they're going to be great games because it's going to be equal
mediocrity. Oh, yeah. It'll be outstanding. It'll be awesome.
So you think, how many games are left?
Five.
How many Mary Persons are going to win?
Probably four. They'll lose to somebody. If they don't lose to somebody, this is officially the worst region in the history of regions.
Is the Georgia High School Association still located in Thomaston?
Yes.
A lot of people were wondering how in the world Thomaston got that.
It's a great question.
It's called politics. You know, it's typical politics.
And how in the world is Upson Lee still so mediocre with the GHSA base there?
Wow.
They got a really nice building. It's right in downtown Thomas.
It is a little. It looks like an old house.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Let's hope the Bulldogs are off. We're off this weekend. Well, let's just go ahead and say it. Mary Persons did not lose this weekend. Mark it down.
Neither did Georgia.
Neither did the Bulldogs. Neither Bulldogs lost.
All right. You had another good sport. Hey, let's go to a. Good
you predicted
sport.
It.
Let's go to a good sports story. The Lady Dogs handled Crawford County 10-7 on senior night.
Well, that's softball. That's gone down to murder as well since the headline came out, Don.
What happened?
They lost the next night, and that eliminated them from playoff contention.
Really?
Yeah.
So they only got up one notch, huh?
They play one more game tonight, and the season is officially over with.
It's going to be hard to win that Region Cup this year.
Yeah, it's not going good.
It's not going to happen.
Volleyball is probably going to miss the playoffs, too.
You need to go take a picture or something.
Oh, what's that?
Down there at the baggage room next to the home to the depot. You ever been in there?
Yeah, Connolly Building, you mean?
No.
The building where the train depot is.
The train depot sits here, and there's
is that the baggage is that the Fletcher? Room.
You need to go in there and just take a picture.
Okay.
It's loaded with trophies.
Oh, yeah.
From
the Mustangs.
Monroe Academy.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Hey, that'd be a cool question. Do you know where these are? Don't you think that'd be all those trophies? Wow.
Well, at least they didn't throw them away, I guess. But Richard, we did have some news. Are you done with sports? You want to talk about sports some more? Bulldogs had a big win over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Did you watch that game, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, Dogs look good.
I tell you what, the last 2 minutes, it was scary.
Man, I thought we were going
to
blow it.
Did you go to the game? Or
I was there. It was wild. Home? About 1 in the morning. It was a late night.
What time did you go?
We didn't go till 5:30 because we had soccer.
Really?
So, yeah.
You left at 5:30?
We got there around 6.
You got one of those special parking permits, don't you?
My dad does. I don't.
My uncle used to have one. The only thing we had to do was just park and walk right. We were on the club level, right where the radio.
Dad's trying to figure out how he can get a handicapped spot. Maybe you should talk to him about that. You have one.
Tell him to limp.
Don't you have to get a doctor's order?
Well,
you got to limp in front of him.
You know what? It's nice we're having weather.
Doc, I just can't. Okay.
Hey, paint him a scar on his knee. Has your dad had a knee problem?
No. He does. Because of his stat medicines. Stat, what are statins?
Statins that make you weevy.
Yeah, they make him. He's fallen. He's fallen a few times. You take
him? I haven't fallen yet.
You must have a lower dose.
I don't know what.
Maybe you're. Yeah, it's because you take good care of yourself.
Since I had this heart surgery, I have to take, let's see, 4 pills in the morning and 6 pills at night. And you know, I'm getting real tired of that.
Mm. Yeah.
But the alternative.
It's not good.
But I'm about ready to find out what the alternative is.
No, man. You don't want to do that.
No.
What do you call the heartburn medicine? Not Prilosec, but Nexium. I take a Nexium every morning, and that works really well. And that's about
the have indigestion? All right, not now. All right, let me tell you something. I had indigestion like crazy.
You started drinking on the newspaper. Apple cider vinegar.
No. So I had to do something. So Steve Walker.
Yeah.
Said, I can cure your indigestion. I said, I'm willing to try anything. I could drink a glass of milk and get indigestion.
Wow.
Sure enough, honest to goodness, truth story, and I got some validity to it. I went to Steve Walker, and guess what?
What?
I could eat anything. I haven't had indigestion since then. Okay, let me finish the story.
Give us a secret.
My mother had the same. My mother, bless her soul, she get indigestion. She was taking Nexium, Prilosec, chalk. She tried.
Chalk.
Yeah.
That's not,
anyway.
I had that.
The Kaolin.
Anyway, guess what? She went to the chiropractor, and this is when they were living in Swainsboro. And she went to the chiropractor, and guess what?
He cured her.
She didn't have any more indigestion.
Okay, you got me in a state of suspenders, as you like to say.
That's all. It worked on her. It worked on me. Why don't you try? Why don't you go to Steve and say, hey, I've got indigestion. Can you cure me?
He just did some adjustments, and that was it?
Yeah. Oh, man, it hurt like.
Did you have to go just every week or?
No, I don't remember. I think I went maybe twice. But I'm serious, man. If I smelled onions, I would get indigestion.
He just prodded you and poked you and twisted you.
Yeah.
Adjusted you.
Interesting.
My wife goes to Steve. She's a big fan.
If you got indigestion bad, you ought to call him and say, he got a big hammer for you. But it worked for me. It worked for my mother. So my mother was so skeptical. My mother, she didn't like anything that she thought was false medicine.
It was a quack.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's good news. Hey, you heard it here first. Go see Steve Walker right here on Tiff College Drive. He's open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. I think he's closed on Thursday.
Well, it don't matter. Make an appointment with him.
There you go. Call Steve Walker. Good guy. Anyway,
how do we get on indigestion?
You talked about the pills you take.
Okay, all right, here's one. When I was growing up, you ever hear about people having rhizomes?
What? Is that a disease?
It's a big old sore. It's called rhizomes. And you would get them. Don't know why you got them, but man, painful and everything. So there was a black lady that lived on my grandfather's farm. And she said, if you get you some pokeberries, you get rid of them. I said, you're kidding. So sure enough, she took me out of the pokeberries, and there's a pokeberry bush. And she got me about 6 or 8 pokeberries, crushed them up, put them in my mouth. I never again. And rhizomes used to be something you get all the time.
Like a rash?
No, it's a big old boil. It's called a boil. And it usually would come in on your back.
Wow.
But anyway,
I must have eaten some rosinberries in my day.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we turned into a medical show. We're going to have people calling us Dr. Don and say, Dr. Don, I guess this is my problem. What can you do for me?
Well, I've got a hammer, I've got a saw, and I've got some nails, and I've got a skill saw.
Dr. Sawbones.
And you know what? I got some pliers, too.
You know how grateful we should be that we weren't alive 150 years ago when... You know, you could go to school for 2 years and they'd call you a doctor. You know,
you know the other thing, too?
They'd be a barber and a doctor.
Yes, right. A barber. You used to be a barber and a dentist.
I'd cut your hair. I'd cut your arm off. Either way.
But you used to be the dentist, too. You know, you go to the barber and the dentist could pull your teeth.
Very primitive.
What were you at? All right, let's talk about something else that's going to happen. the Forsyth Art Walk. It was just past Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
It's not going to happen.
Boy, it was a good time. A good time was had by all.
I'm sorry.
And it was, it was 148 degrees, and it hadn't rained since June.
My grass is...
I'm so tired of this weather.
I got brown grass. What color is your grass?
Black. I don't know. I can't see it for the smoke, for the dust. But anyway, we're done complaining.
You live on a dirt road.
Might as well. Everything's turned into dirt.
I agree.
But hey, next weekend, this is the... I've looked at the...
You're making a prediction.
You ever looked at the 10-day forecast to see what's coming? They're saying next weekend, high of 82.
Oh, wow.
But no rain.
But no rain.
Gosh. I think
I've been in Atlanta when I was with Six Flags or the radio station. It was a country station, WAOK, right, located on Peachtree.
Like that name.
Jim, and I can't remember Jim's last name, but he had a false leg. Anyway, but he was the DJ, and he'd have to do the weather report, and he'd have a record playing. He said, okay, I got to go check on the weather, and he'd walk over to the window and look out and come back and say, it's all clear. I don't see any rain clouds.
He was a meteorologist.
That's right.
Serious.
He'd come back, he'd give an exact weather report. He had a thermometer sitting out on the side of the window there.
That's funny. Well, Don, I'm curious. You follow...
You're anxious to get on this.
Well, we're going
to
dive into some news. You often talk about... You follow county government closely, and... We have a new sheriff this year. This year we have a new sheriff, and he has bought two Camaros. And I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about the Camaros?
I think it's fantastic. I have no objection to that. You know, Jim Hedges gets on these spending sprees. And, hey, here we go. Dude, you need to look how county's spending money anyway. Yes, I think the Camaros are a good thing.
Yeah, maybe Richard can do a ride along, or maybe they let Richard drive one and chase somebody.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Put them in the back if we catch them.
That's true.
That may be the dumbest thing I've read in this.
We've already got the vent on that.
Well, do we throw them in the trunk? I mean, what do you?
It's a 2-door. They don't even make a 4-door Camaro, do they?
Well, they should have for this reason. If we had to buy them, they should have.
See, y'all not following the modus operandi here.
Okay.
They stop them, and then they call somebody else.
Yeah, hey.
And say, come, Smokey, like a paddy wagon.
Smokey, come pick them up.
Yeah. But anyway, how much further you want to go on this Camaro story?
Well, I think a lot of people are talking about it. We're the first ones to really do a story on them, and the sheriff's already taken advantage. He's got a banner front page ad saying, hey, you want to come work for the sheriff's office? Come on. You get to drive this
vehicle. Two of you will
get
to drive a Camaro.
That's right. Insurance, vacation, retirement.
And a Camaro.
Applications can be picked up at the sheriff's office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Let's get to the root. How did you find out? It cost you how much to find out how much them Camaros cost?
$3.95. It didn't cost me that much, but it cost the taxpayers. It will cost them when the county attorney sends his bill, but he saltily told me his bill hadn't been produced yet.
Well, I tell you what, if you look at, I bet you'll be probably in the $1,000 range.
Be a couple hundred hours. His hourly rate is what, $200 or $300, Richard? Do you know?
But what? But
we have never look. We do up and records request all the time, and sometimes it'll be a personnel issue or a little tricky, and maybe they get the attorney involved. But most routine things like how much did you pay for something. They don't usually get the attorney involved. Richard, have you had any experience with that?
No, just like with the city. Janice Hall, I'll file an open records request for the city. Janice says, okay. There's no charge for it.
She'll respond.
Again, there is a charge that you would have to pay the lowest paid employee who does that record. You would have to pay for that. But why in the world did the county manager call... Better than the ice here. Why did he call the county attorney?
Well, it's not the first time he's done it. And I guess it's just his way of doing business. And I just think...
To
get the most expense rather than the... As you said, Don, the law... You know, and this was kind of funny. The attorney told me that because if I was unhappy with it, that they would just charge me for his rates. And I informed him, as you just said, the law... And you would think the lawyer would know the law... But the law says you may charge someone asking the lowest employee rate that can do the request.
What just gets me? It was not necessary for you to file an open records request on how much the Camaros cost. They're hiding, as I've told you, it's going to be in my column this week, and it's going to be a blister one, is they hide behind the law.
What I can't understand, y'all go to county commission meetings. Don't they approve purchases? Did this not come before a public meeting anyway?
They really don't.
They don't do
some
that.
Some they do, but
over a certain threshold of money.
Yeah, but
$42,000.
You can access.
This was approved. This was approved as a whole with all the other new cars.
Yeah.
That were as part of the $400,000 new
car. They
didn't
car itemize them.
They didn't itemize them.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think he did on the PowerPoint.
Yes, he did. Point. Yes, he did.
But it's been 8 months ago. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I've said this
before. It took a long time to get them.
Well, they had to outfit them and all that stuff.
Right.
I've said this before, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep saying it. If you want to be entertained, if you want to see how our county government operates and be entertained at the same time, come to a county commission meeting. Richard and I sit there, and every once in a while, we just have to look at each other to keep from laughing out loud. You know, and Richard can make an expression on his face. He doesn't even know he does it.
You know what the county commission chairman calls us?
The rag?
That's much nicer than what he calls us.
What do you call you?
Cancer. We're a cancer. So I guess he's chemotherapy. I don't know.
Radiation.
Don, up your way. Up your way. You know, this county continues to grow, and Richard has done a great job documenting all the property transfers. And we have, I think I counted, 15 new homes in the building permits.
This is unbelievable what Monroe County is going for. Thanks, Donald Trump.
That's right. Thank you, President Trump.
Yeah.
But up your way, Greystone Subdivision is not too far from your home, up on 42, right before you get into Butts County. And we have news broken in this week's reporter that they have sold the lots to a developer. Actually, do you know who owned those lots?
No.
I just found this out on the phone. Mm-hmm. Buddy Welch, the late Buddy Welch, owned lots.
That's right. You're right.
And he sold them to a developer out of McDonough. And they have they are clearing lots now, and they're going to start building. And the reason I think this is good, Don, they're going to build houses in a price point that is really undermet.
Where's this price point?
The 200s, upper 200s.
That's the price point. That's what they're selling for, dummy.
Right. That's what they're selling for.
I got an interesting story to tell you about Greystone, about a former county commissioner. Former county commissioner Jim Peters said, hey, they would run county water to the subdivision, to it, if the subdivision people would hook on to county water.
Yeah. Good.
You know, and that was one of the things that Jim Peters should have been very proud of, and I think he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, again,
of course, the developer went bankrupt because of it. But
well, so what? People were flushing too much. But, you know, again, I think it's great. Greystone is a really nice subdivision.
Right. Well, there's some people upset up there who have $500,000 homes, and now they're coming in with $277,000
homes. Oh, Jesus.
Excuse us.
Come on.
But yeah, it's a sign of the
two things you can't argue with is stupidity and ignorance. Remember that.
They overlap too, those two.
The price point should have been $1.5 million.
Yeah, that's what the residents wanted. But anyway, we continue to have a building surge. Well, the problem is, Don, most of the homes being built, look at our property transfers. We mostly have $300,000 and $400,000 homes. And we're losing the middle class. We don't have middle class much of a middle class in Monroe County.
San Francisco of Georgia.
I had a friend tell me, he lives in South Georgia, and he said, just watching Monroe County from the outside, it seems like you have a lot of affluence in north and south ends of the county, mm-hmm. and then you have some poverty, and then you have nobody in the middle.
What was that where I read that 56%?
We live at home.
56% of Monroe County's population is less than the poverty level.
Really?
Wow. How much?
56%?
No, I don't think that's right.
I don't think it is either.
That's right.
I don't think it is. I don't remember where I saw that.
Well, in
26, maybe.
I want to give you a shout out, Don, and your generosity. Don has volunteered $100 for a logo contest because we are beginning to celebrate our bicentennial in Monroe County. So, hey, if you or someone you know is real creative and good with design, come up with a bicentennial logo for Monroe County's 200th birthday, which will be in 2021.
I'm fixing to do something else.
Okay.
But you've got to be the one to do it.
Okay.
As we talked about an essay contest.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you're going to judge on that.
Yeah.
We'll find okay.
Someone. Yeah.
All right, but you've got to read it, okay? You're going to be in charge of the essay contest.
Okay, all right.
Raise your right hand and left foot.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's my deal. I will give 25 to the third place winner.
Okay.
50 to the second place yeah. winner, and 100 to the first place winner.
Good, very nice. I like all it.
Right. What are we writing about?
Why?
We? You ain't going to write nothing. You're not eligible.
That's fine. I don't like to write unless I have to.
No, it's an essay contest about the history of Monroe County, and I think you've got to come up with a theme of what we're going to write about.
I like it. Okay. I like it. That sounds good.
All right, I've made that commitment now.
Okay, you just heard it here first, folks.
That's right. You got us.
We are breaking news here on The Reporter on the Air.
You know, I'll tell you something.
And a free Dunkin' Donut, and we get all those prizes applied to this.
Do you know,
Richard, you ain't funny this morning.
I'm sorry.
Do you know that we have some news coming out next week that we had all the hullabaloo about these truck lanes and would they cause development to stop along the I-75?
That's called fear mongering.
Yeah. Well, it probably was, because we will have some news in next week. I won't give the details because we'd like for you to read the paper.
Tell me something about it.
But Zaxby's is moving forward. They are not concerned about the truck lanes.
That for a precise city councilman to do what he did, that is nothing but fear mongering. Well, that's all I'm going to say.
You know what else he did when he got done with that after the story appeared?
Uh-uh.
He canceled his subscription.
I lay eyes on it 10-1. You know what? You got one of them drones. You put that drone and let that drone follow him. And I lay eyes on it 10-1. He's at your rack box buying a paper for a dollar.
That'd be a great front page picture next week. Chris Hewitt at the counter scoffing on that dollar.
No, hey, okay, he's not gonna come by here. No.
Well, Don,
that's the same city councilman that called me.
Nah, we won't go there.
I'm not going there.
Don.
What? What?
You mentioned in your column, Diane's got a story on it. Apparently, the demolition of the old colonial building is really going to happen.
Hey, stop. Stop.
Are you excited?
Stop. They said it's going to start in November. Okay?
But you're not going to buy it until you see it.
I'm betting you lunch it ain't going to start November
1st. I'm not betting you. I don't think it will. It'll start when they settle the county lines.
Well, I'll be eating at Zaxby's Cajun Club chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I like that, dude. I tell you what, I'll buy you a Zaxby's, what is it called?
Cajun Chicken Club.
Zax Snacks.
Zaxby's. I'll buy you one of those if it starts on November 1st.
All right, well, let's let our listeners know that this Friday, Mary Pierce's Bulldogs back in action. They were off this past weekend. They will be back.
You see how fast he changed the subject.
At Spalding. Richard, we're going to beat Spalding. I feel
are.
Good about it.
We're going to beat Spalding.
You've already done your preview.
It's a bounce-back victory.
Yeah.
We've had an awful week. We're back on track. Back
I would say this is the Murray State of the Mary Pierce schedule.
Well, no, we're not good enough for there to be a Murray State on the schedule. We might be Austin Peay or something if they're Murray State.
We can go from Zaxby's to football.
Yeah, he tried to get us away from football.
Right? Yeah, he tried to get us away from Zaxby's too.
We also want our listeners to know that the Volume Chevrolet has now opened in Forsyth, and it's a beautiful.
By the way, I'm going by there today.
Good, good. Tell them we support them and we're proud of them. It's great to see new businesses investing.
Who's the manager?
Jason Cannell is the owner with Holly's wife Holly, and I believe Todd Stone is the manager. So,
I think that's right.
Tell them I said, hey. Great looking facility.
It is. It's fantastic. And you know, the little filling station that they're tearing down. Right there at the interstate, too. Man, they're working like crazy on that. The Zaxby site, everybody's working crazy on that. So there's a lot of good things happening in Monroe County.
Progress is coming, and it's good to see.
Progress be here.
Well, thank you for joining us on The Reporter on the Air. I hope that, we're all sort of muddling through these late September days of heat and dry, and
crazy.
I've never seen it so dry. So
Ainsley was right. Global warming's the biggest threat to America.
Is that what it is? It's the weather. Let's shut down all.
It's all these icebergs that are melting. It's causing the problem.
The funny thing is, every year they have a global warming conference, and it always snows whenever they have the global warming conference.
who was that vice president? Al Gore. Was that his mantra? Was he the one that invented that?
He also invented the masseuse slam. We won't go into that, but he got a massage in Oregon one time, and it didn't end well.
So you need to call a chiropractor today.
There you go. Fix your digestion.
That's right. You won't burp anymore. That's the great thing about it.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye, y'all. See you next week. Come join us again on The Reporter on the Air, your favorite and only public affairs show, all about Forsyth and Monroe County.
We got to go to Cologne.